Well, I mean, I understand your reasoning added in there, because then that gives additional connectivity options for people running whatever different devices or apps or services they might be running. So that gives them additional ways of coming in there. So I guess it's just certain things. Because you mentioned that the NXDN and P25 are outdated as far as the whatever the applications run on the back end there. So it probably doesn't play nice with IPv6. So, and like I said, the VoiceStar is not the primary connectivity option anyway. That's just a nicety to be able to do that when you don't have access to a radio. And obviously, see now a VPN connection will solve that issue right there. So, hopefully things will just maybe just catch up if you utilize an IPv6. So, it'd just be nice if that VoiceStar had a more verbose log file to kind of tell you what's going on the back end. And I actually did post something onto the VoiceStar Facebook page, asked some questions about that. Of course, nobody's answered. But, hey, at least I tried in 4TRQ.